This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Dopamine Detox Challenge. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, today we're diving into something crucial, setting those healthy boundaries. Ever feel like a human pinball, constantly bouncing from one obligation to the next? You know that feeling when you're stretched so thin, you're about to snap? Yeah, I get it. We live in a world where, yes, seems like the default response, and saying no can feel like a superpower we haven't quite mastered. But trust me, learning to say no is essential for your well-being. It's not selfish, it's self-preservation. Think of it as putting on your own oxygen mask first before helping others. You gotta be good to yourself before you can truly help anyone else. Now, let's get down to brass tacks. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you level up your boundary setting game. Firstly, understand that saying no is a complete sentence. No need for lengthy explanations or apologies. You don't owe anyone a justification for protecting your time and energy. Just a simple, no, thank you, can be incredibly powerful. Think of it like this. Imagine someone asking you to climb Mount Everest on a whim. Would you give them a detailed explanation about why that's not in your current life plan? Probably not. You'd simply say, no thanks, and move on. Secondly, recognize your worth. Your time and energy are valuable resources. Don't undervalue yourself by constantly saying yes to things that drain you or don't align with your goals. Imagine a bucket of water. Every task, every obligation takes a sip. Are you constantly filling it up without replenishing it? You're gonna run dry. Saying no allows you to save that precious energy for the things that truly matter to you. Thirdly, learn to differentiate between obligations and wants. We often confuse feeling pressured with actual obligations. Ask yourself, is this something I genuinely need to do, or am I just doing it out of a sense of duty? Sometimes, those shoulds are just societal expectations, not your own desires. Don't be afraid to break free from that script and prioritize what truly resonates with you. Fourthly, communicate clearly and assertively. Practice saying no in a firm, yet polite manner. You don't have to be aggressive, but you do need to be clear about your boundaries. Imagine a fence around your personal space. It's there to protect you and keep things balanced. Saying no helps maintain that fence and ensures you're not constantly being pushed beyond its limits. Lastly, remember that setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes practice and courage, but the rewards are immense. Think of it as a muscle. The more you use it, the stronger it gets. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your wins, and don't be afraid to adjust your boundaries as needed. Let me tell you a story about this. My friend Sarah was constantly overloaded with work and social commitments. She felt like she was living in a perpetual state of chaos. One day, after a particularly stressful week, she decided to take a stand. She started saying no to extra projects at work and politely declining invitations that didn't align with her priorities. At first, it felt awkward, but gradually, she noticed a positive shift. She had more time for herself, her energy levels soared, and she felt a newfound sense of control over her life. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you master the art of saying no and setting healthy boundaries. Remember, your well-being is paramount. Don't undervalue yourself or sacrifice your peace of mind. By learning to say no with confidence, you'll create space for what truly matters, your passions, your relationships, and your own personal growth. Ready to take the challenge? Start by identifying one area in your life where you need to set stronger boundaries. Maybe it's work commitments, social obligations, or even digital distractions. Once you've pinpointed that area, start practicing saying no, politely but firmly. You got this. And hey, if you found this episode helpful, be sure to share it with a friend who could use a dose of boundary-setting inspiration. And don't forget to leave us a review and let us know what you think. Until next time, keep that dopamine detox going strong.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.